Body positivity has been hijacked. What was started as a movement by fat people to gain social acceptance has been co-opted by the mainstream, and fat people have been pushed aside. Fat people are subject to more insidious discrimination than simple social disapproval, self-esteem, or being able to buy clothes at common retail outlets. They face employment discrimination, for example, with a large number of employers declaring they would rather employ a less qualified but thin candidate over a qualified applicant who is deemed overweight by society standards. An even worse problem, if possible, is medical discrimination. Fat people tend to receive worse medical care than thin people, with doctors tending to blame the fat person's complaint, whatever it may be, on their body weight. Instead of tests to confirm the cause of their symptoms, fat people are often prescribed diets instead, leading to a disproportionate number of missed diagnoses for diseases as severe as cancer. Studies are starting to show that maybe common wisdom thinking about fat leading to heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and other illnesses is wrong. The cause of those problems has been erroneously attributed to the fat itself, when, rather, it seems that it's the chronic stress caused by society's intolerance to fat that might be to blame. From the daily microaggressions to the more overt discrimination, being fat in our society means being subjected to constant stress. The very same illnesses that are blamed on fat are those that are also caused by chronic stress.